This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The World Health Organization says roughly 1 in 10 people around the world may have been infected with the coronavirus. The head of the Health Emergencies Program at the World Health Organization, Michael Ryan, said Monday that the agency's best estimates indicate 10% of the world's population, or some 760 million people, could have contracted the virus. That estimate is more than 20 times the number of confirmed cases in the world. It would still leave more than 90% of the population susceptible to the virus. The number of confirmed worldwide cases tallied by the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center surpassed 35 million on Monday, a week after surpassing 1 million coronavirus deaths. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says President Trump is meeting with doctors treating him for COVID-19 on Monday to assess his progress. He said the administration is optimistic that the president could be discharged from the hospital later in the day. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says she has tested positive for coronavirus. She said Monday that she has no symptoms of the illness. McEnany also added that she had no knowledge of the positive test of Hope Hicks, an advisor to President Trump, before holding a press briefing last Thursday. Hicks's positive test was revealed Thursday evening. McEnany said she will begin the quarantine process and continue to work remotely. In Britain, Prime Minister Boris Johnson sought on Monday to play down a failure in his country's testing system that did not initially show 16,000 coronavirus test results. To address broader job losses in the country's economy, the British government on Monday launched a new $300 million program aimed at helping people get back to work. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.